Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You want to go get the best fit for your people. You want to go get the best fit for your coaches. You want to go get the best fit for our city. And you want to do all those things. Like, there's nothing ruled out. And I forgot to mention trade, yeah. You know, because all of those things come into play, you know. And, like, I know I'm all over the place with you right now. No. And it's good because we've really been tedious. We've really been going through the process of how we're going to acquire the best fit for us. And I know you're going to jump all over this best fit for the city thing. I can see the excitement.
Well, I mean, you said it.
Face.
Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Raheem Morris talking about the quarterback position for the Atlanta Falcons. And I'll say this. Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears have everyone thinking that they can get either Justin Fields or the number one pick in the draft. Like, everyone feels as though it's up for grabs. So when you hear the excitement in Raheem Morris's voice, it's an excitement that is mirrored by plenty of coaches and owners around the NFL and GMs that understand for the right price, you can have either Justin Fields or Caleb Williams. And I think that's what makes other teams excited. It also makes the Atlanta Falcons excited. And I wonder if it makes our next guest excited. Had a chance to talk to this guy a couple times. Always has the goods. Midday host over at 680 The Fan in Atlanta. And he's joining us right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. It is Chris Domino. CircaLasVegas.com. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Gabe. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So let's start with Raheem Morris and just your initial thoughts. I haven't had a chance to chat with you in a while.
Yeah. Certainly the league has given it a big thumbs up. You know, I don't – it's sort of like grading a draft on Monday in the old days of the NFL before anybody's done anything. Raheem Morris has a resume. I'm throwing out the Tampa stuff from 11 years ago, 10 years ago. It doesn't matter. I had guys telling me what his record was in Tampa, and I'm not buying that. That's not a thing for me. I talked to and I know some guys with the Rams, and he certainly gets big thumbs up from what he was able to do. He's worked on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. But I think what's going on around here is you are getting somebody personality-wise who's the opposite of Arthur Smith. And I think sometimes when you make a change, what is it you're doing? You had to make a change here because it was 3 years of really nothing going forward. They're going to get an energy guy in the room. Now, I'm not hiring him for that. I don't like that word in the first paragraph of a guy's resume. It just tells me he hasn't done enough of everything else. But I do think there's a general excitement. And I don't know if you listen, there was probably no reason for you guys to hear his initial press conference along with Terry Fontenot, who wasn't at the press conference. That was a big thing around here when they talked about firing Arthur Smith. Yeah, it was strange in a lot of ways. So as everybody was talking about Bill Belichick, I think personally they went out of their way and used the word collaborative or some form of it like 24 times. And I think that was just we went the opposite direction of Bill Belichick, who nobody thinks was going to be collaborative anything. And I do think they kept throwing that word, and they've already used it at the combine a couple of times. That's all well and good. I don't care how you do it. Don't care how the sausage is made. In my opinion, Zach Robinson, who's going to be the new OC here, it's his. Like, you ever seen those bad B movies when they have all the suspects' pictures up on the wall?
Yeah, and then they
take yarn and they try to connect it and they do all this. It's like
I've been working on this for months.
Right. And to me, Zach Robinson, I've heard 8 different names associated with the Falcons' quarterback job. That's either mock drafts, trade scenarios, 8 different guys. So that tells you it's all scattered because that's the way the league goes. Everybody wants something better than what they have. Zach Robinson's got to go from 8 to 4 to 2 to 1. And if it was ever left on his board, you've got to do everything you can to get that guy. Nobody else is choosing. It's not Terry Fontenot for me. It's not Raheem Morris for me. It's the guy whose offense is going to be implemented. I think he's supposed to be the guy making the choice. And, of course, Justin Fields seems to be one of those 8 heads that's up on that board right now.
Yeah, and it seems that way. And in your mind, then, which would you prefer? Before we get to, Atlanta's going to do and Raheem's going to do.
Yeah.
Like, in your personal opinion, right, you've been covering this team. You love this team as well. Who do you want under center next year?
So there's – when the coaching search was going on, it's funny you said, let's see if Chris is excited. I don't really do excited. I certainly don't do it very well. I'm a little bit more measured, I think. I certainly have tantrums in me. I certainly have a New York, New Jersey personality at times. But I said, unless they hire Jim Harbaugh, I'm going to say that the same thing about anybody else. Harbaugh, I would have said, hey, I like this. I wouldn't have gone crazy because I wouldn't have known, but I would have said, I like this. Everybody else was going to be, okay, let's see. Jaden Daniels is the one guy. If they get him, I'll say, oh, I like this. Anything else they do, I'm going to say, okay, let's see. I think Daniels moves a meter personality-wise. I think style-wise. I think there's something about watching him that I just think a team might look to rally around him, maybe more than a guy like Caleb Williams for sure. And, I know we're going to get to the Justin Fields part, but here's what I'm nervous about with Justin Fields. I think in this town, everybody got excited because of where he's from. And I don't remember that ever being a thing. I don't care where a guy's from. I really don't care. I don't care if he comes across an ocean. I don't care if he falls out of the sky.
Right.
I'm not sure why everybody's rallying around the idea that, he's a Georgia kid. I don't care. He's got 3 years and he's been sacked 135 times. I need to sit him down, look in his eyes, and figure out if that's going to be detrimental for him going forward. 135 times. He's washed. He probably needs a change of scenery as much as anybody I've seen in that position. It doesn't guarantee anything, but I need to know that I can wipe him. Like, I got to almost start clean. I love the 3 years of experience in a building, but 135 sacks with probably a whole bunch of different people in his ear, I'm nervous about that. And I'm nervous about moving up to say that for the next 3 years, because it'll be $6 million, $20 million, because you're going to have to pick up the fifth year.
Yep.
Then let's just say it's $40 million. I'm in for $66 million in 3 years. I need to know that guy can play if I'm in for 3 years at $66 million.
Especially if you got Raheem Morris there trying to right that ship and make it do what it's supposed to do. We're talking to Chris Domino, midday host, 680 The Fan in Atlanta here on 670 The Score. Gabe Ramirez with you. Let's stay with before, because you're right, we are going to spend some time on Justin.
Yeah.
But Jaden Daniels, you know what my big thing with him is, when you got a Malik Nabers, you got a Thomas Jr. that you're throwing two first-round picks. We dealt with that here in Chicago with Justin Fields where, he had a Chris Olave. He had, three number one first round picks. And then when that goes away, you see the productivity kind of dip a little bit as well. So what is more personality for you? You don't factor that in, or talk to me about that real quick.
Yeah. So my problem is I saw he's thin. He's really thin.
Yeah.
And they can catch in this league. And I'm a little bit nervous about the physique. People say you can put a few pounds on him, but I don't really know what his physique is going to be able to hold. you have Drake London, you have Bijan Robinson, and you have Kyle Pitts, and you've drafted 3 years in a row in the top 10 and win offense. So here's what I know. No matter who they bring in, Terry Fontenot, the GM, his rear end is in a sling. Raheem Morris's isn't. They brought in what they thought was first-round talent. And look, I was all for the Bijan Robinson draft pick because I said, now we're going to find out if Desmond Ridder can play. I think Arthur Smith, the guy who got the job because he was the hottest commodity on the offensive side, I think he failed this team in a bunch of ways. But the biggest one for me last year is he has not figured out how to get any of these guys into the end zone with any consistency. And he was brought here to score points. Desmond Ridder did not help. It was terrible. Like, it was really bad. You know, speaking about a kid who needs to change his scenery, he needs to get out of here and he needs to start over as well. But the fact that Bijan Robinson didn't look more like Christian McCaffrey, the idea that you didn't, I think, utilize him the way you wanted and maybe make it easier on Desmond Ridder. You've drafted Terry Fontenot, three guys in the top 10 on the offensive side of the ball. If you tell me that you get to pick the quarterback as well, if it doesn't work this year, he's gone. Raheem Morris is going to have a new general manager partner.
Yeah, it'll be quick. All right, so let's talk about Justin Fields then.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he said in a comment with the St. Brown brothers in their podcast, when they asked him if he wanted to go back to Atlanta, he's like, you know, I got to give tickets to all my friends and family. Mm-hmm. He sounded so down.
Yeah, there's something to it.
He sounded down and out about it. It just, I was like, wow, that doesn't sound like the guy. If it was me and I was coming back to Chicago, I'd be happy to give out tickets to my mom and my family.
So, do you think though? I get it, and I think you're trying to sound like a pro and not a college kid or a high school kid. I don't think you want to pull a high school Harry at that point. You know, look, I saw this video, and I don't buy any of it. That his agent in the background is telling him he's going home. I don't even know what that was.
I heard it was an old Instagram video.
Right. Yeah. So I didn't buy it, but I also know that you don't want to play the overexcited card because it shouldn't be about going home. It really should be about, I've got to get my career going. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like, I would rather have a deflection of that than him having to pull back if he's in another city or stays in Chicago where you go, oh yeah, that stuff I said about really wanting to go to Atlanta. No, I didn't mean that. I'd rather him low-key this than anything else. I just don't understand. I get it's home. He doesn't know anything about the Falcons organization. He might learn some things, but the Falcons need to learn more from him. And to me, again, that's sitting him down to know. Look, my question has always been, if Justin Fields was in the draft this year, if you take his 3 years of experience, everything you know, he's going to cost you $66 million over the next 3 years. Where would you draft him? Where would you draft him? Would you draft him at 8? Would you draft him higher? And I'm not a Jimmy Johnson points chart guy. I don't really understand that anymore. I don't care for it anymore. You put your ass in a sling every year as a general manager and a coach, and to some degree an OC, depending upon who's under center for you and how many games he does it. I don't care that he's from here. I don't think that he should care that he's from here. I really don't. I don't want that to be a thing. That seems more like a college thing to me than it should be a pro thing.
Yeah, and I feel like he understands, you know, if he were to go there, as he mentioned, there is talent on that Atlanta squad. And I'm
sure.
I think it's just, I've been watching it for 3 years, Chris, and it's tough. I think because
I want to hear from you because here's the thing. I think that some guys, whether it's the organization from top to bottom, it's who they are. They've never developed a quarterback, no matter who they bring in. I don't think that the franchise is cursed when it comes to quarterback because every guy has a chance to change that. But I don't know if he's down on himself. I don't know if he's had people screaming at him. I don't know if he's got relatives talking in his ear, like he should be better than this. They're screwing him, sacked 135 times.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about I don't need a shell. You got to be a leader in this league at that position more than any other in sports. If you've shelled out, if you're going to turtle because it might not go well for you another year when the expectation was really high, what's your personality to say that you're going to fix that?
Yeah. I'll tell you this. You got any kids, Chris?
I do. I have two daughters, 20 and 18.
Oh, this is great. I have two daughters, 4 and 2, so 2 years age gap. So, yeah.
Enjoy this, brother. Enjoy the lack of free will.
Dude, I keep thinking that this is the hardest time, and everybody's like, no. Right? Exactly.
Okay. I look at my wife. I say I would have him be 3-1 again tomorrow. My wife says, you know, that includes diapers.
Yeah.
I said, that's a mess that I know is coming. It's the mess that I don't know is coming that I'm afraid of.
Okay, so thanks for the warning. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I kind of look at Justin Fields kind of like a kid that's constantly apologizing, your kid specifically, right, where you know they can do better. You know, you want them to do better. You're encouraging them to do better,
But their ass keeps coming in week after week like, Dad, sorry, I didn't throw out the garbage again. Yeah. Dad, yeah. I didn't clean up the trash. I didn't throw out the trash. I didn't clean up the poo in the bag. Dad, I'm sorry. Son, I told you to do that because we got guests coming over. This is the 15th, you know, and you know they're a good kid. You know they're a good person. And I think that's what Justin Fields is to me.
Okay, but is that – is there a laziness? Is there a non-stick?
No.
Is
it's actually
a personality.
No, and that's just it. You know your kid's a good kid.
Okay.
He's a good kid. You're like, man, this kid is a good kid. I just wish he can just do the right thing continuously and consistently, because that's the issue with Justin Fields. A good guy, good locker room guy. You know, does it the right way. But in the third quarter of a big game, he's going to make a mistake. And that's going to cost you. And ultimately, that's going to happen.
So do you think it's, again, some guys, they're trying to be people pleasers. They're trying to be fan pleasers. They're trying to be coach pleasers. Is he making the mistake over and over again that it looks like the same mistake? Or is it – I'm really curious about this.
Yeah, it's
I'm
the same
– about it tomorrow.
Yeah, Chris, it's the same mistake. And the issue is this. Fans here in Chicago and any Justin supporter, what they continuously do is move the finish line, where they say – hey, he needs a new offensive coordinator. He needs more offensive linemen. He needs more wide receivers.
Yep.
Oh, he needs this now. Oh, he needs – like, it's always something. You're moving the finish line instead of saying, hey, guys, we all watch football, all of us, and we can watch a game and figure out if a guy is good or not. And seeing Justin Fields after 3 years, I think that's what a lot of Chicago fans are hesitant to do. Is to place,
why are people still – why does he have supporters then? Like, what are they hanging their hat on? Like, you can't tell me it has to be a change of everything else but him.
Yeah.
Especially in that town. I'm a little bit surprised.
Yeah, Chris, I think the fact of the matter is this. Justin Fields isn't a bad quarterback. What I've said on this show specifically for the last 2 years is he falls in that 13 to 17 range. Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't think people necessarily are giving up on him. Or I think the people that feel that he can do well, they think that maybe he can take that from 13 to 9. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that what the Bears are up against is the possibility of drafting a quarterback that can be 2 through 6.
Sure. Well, and listen, it's a disposable world. We throw coaches out pretty quickly. We throw quarterbacks out even every bit as quickly. And it's just, look, I'm a believer, and I've talked to a lot of GMs over the years in every sport, but especially in football. I'd like to think that the guys who do that job well, and I'm going to ask you something about Ryan Poles in a second, but I think the guys who do that well have an ability, and I think it's innate. I'm not even sure you learn it. When I sit a guy down, this 15 minutes at the combine, What am I really supposed to be asking? What am I really supposed to be looking for? You know, for a while, I'm old enough where it used to be, well, how does he treat the wait staff when we take him out to dinner? Okay, can I tell you something? Every agent in the world should be able to coach up a kid to handle one night at dinner where he doesn't come across
right.
as a blindfold.
An a-hole.
Right. Yeah. And so I throw all those things out. I want to know, in a one-on-one situation, does my general manager have an ability to go, he loves the game, him not so much. And if everything is even, now this is my Caleb Williams problem, if everything is even, then what do I look at? Crying in the stands, the fingernail paint polish with curse words on it. Why didn't he play in the last game? Why did the team play better than they had all year when he didn't play in the last game? You know, Russell Wilson is squirrely to me. I've seen, there's like weirdos, they're squirrely.
Yeah.
It's the one position in the world you can't be. And Caleb Williams, and I don't know anything other than what it is I read, see, and hear, I think he might have squirrely in him. And again, if everything is even or if it's close to even, I can't have the guy who I think at some point, I heard him talking about adversity, first time he ever, you know, had to face adversity. It's really interesting to think that the number one overall pick is going to be every bit as much a crapshoot as the guy who's going to get picked fifth in this quarterback class.
Yeah.
And if you tell me that it's not that, I'm going to tell you you're wrong. There's a scene in the movie Moneyball where the Billy Bean character, Brad Pitt, the old scout starts yelling at him before he fires at him. He says, I've been in that room. I've been there when you tell the parents about what their kid can do and how great he's going to be, and you don't know. And I live with the you don't know. My mantra for the last 10-plus years has been Boomer Esiason, fire Ryan Poles if he doesn't draft Caleb Williams. Okay, I got a deal for you, Boomer. If he's not the best quarterback in the class in 2 years, you resign from every paycheck that you have.
Right.
Like, to me, that is such a 1988 sports talk radio statement. Ryan Poles should be fired the day of the draft if he doesn't draft Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
With all due respect to Boomer Esiason, what does he know?
Right.
What does he know?
That's a great point.
You don't know. So here's my question about Poles for you. I don't want to get into the weeds when it comes to just a couple of words, but I know he said the other day, and it was his quote, we have a hundred different possibilities.
Scenarios, yep.
Okay, let me tell you something. I got a problem with that if I'm a Bears fan. What do you mean you have 100 scenarios? Well, shouldn't there be about 6 scenarios at this point? It is March. And I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. Maybe he's just trying to play the game of the okey-doke. We could do this and we could do that. I know what you can do. There's not 100 scenarios. There's no way if you still have 100 scenarios as the calendar turns to March, as a general manager with the number one overall pick and a quarterback who I think you're looking to trade, that's way too many. Well, how do you not have that whittled down at this point?
Yeah, this
like,
is a,
why would you say that if you're a GM?
Yeah, a couple things. I think, one, he was talking about his staff and the scenarios that they were going over. I think he was talking about that because he was talking about people talking to him and people saying all this stuff. He's like, you know, we're going over 100 different scenarios that are there. And he didn't want to say that one was taking favor over the others. I think the other thing with Ryan Poles and really being in that situation, I think he is going to do a good job in that, right? I mean, I think what he's done so far has been good. I think, you know, getting, I think he's very,
do you think he knows, do you think he knows right now who he's taking? And
yes.
I know, listen, I know that
yes.
hasn't been, you do.
No, the answer is yes. And here's what I think. I think when he's talking about Justin Fields and the way that he's doing it, if you know you're taking Caleb Williams, the smartest thing you can say is, we are unsure of what we're going to do. We have 100
no doubt.
Different scenarios.
It's a game.
So you say that so that way it could see like, damn, they might hold on to Justin Fields. We might need to do this. I'm just saying.
What about this then? What if he trades Justin Fields in the number one pick? Like, what if you don't grade Caleb Williams what everybody else might grade him, or at least the Commanders, maybe even New England? Like, how quickly is he in trouble if he ever tried to do that, goes to 2 or 3 and takes Jaden Daniels? Like, and by the way, when I say trouble, it's not that anybody knows. It's just that I'm assuming, because I know the industry.
Yeah,
they'll
eat him alive.
Nobody likes anything.
Yeah.
Right, they'll eat him alive.
Now,
does he have the balls? Does he have the balls to do that?
And
if Williams isn't graded as his number one guy, because that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. So I've thrown this one around, Chris. Speaking right in line with your conversation right here, so you're gonna love this. I want the Bears personally, because I do like Drake May. I want the Bears to go down to number 2. This is one of those crazy scenarios. The fan scenario. Go down to number 2, take Drake May, but you go down to number 2 because you get all the draft capital still.
Sure.
Right? And you take Drake May, but you keep Justin Fields still.
Okay.
So that way you have him under contract, still under control. You let Drake May kind of sit and figure out what to or not to do from Justin Fields. And you have the draft capital to continue to build your team. So that's one of my wild scenarios.
All right. How about this? Am I right that Justin Fields will make $6 million this year?
Yeah.
Is that the right number?
Yeah.
$6 million?
It's like 5 or 6
million
right there.
Okay. Do you know that the Atlanta Falcons paid Taylor Heineke $7 million last year?
Okay.
No, I'm saying. So, like, your scenario isn't crazy.
Right.
It's not crazy because maybe, who knows, maybe before the trade deadline, maybe Justin Fields capital. Maybe he plays well.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, it's a $6 million throwaway. And I can deal in a $6 million throwaway.
Absolutely.
Because backup quarterbacks are making more than that.
And it'll get me something at the trade deadline at the very worst-case scenario. So I'm going to get a return on this investment regardless. But, great stuff.
I don't know if I could take Caleb Williams if a lot of things were even. Because, again, that sitting out, the adversity talk, the stuff in the stands – I don't know if he didn't shake somebody's hand or not at one point. I don't know. Listen, I know talent is supposed to win out. But again, if it's close and it's even, I can't deal in squirrely. I can't deal with a guy. Listen, if I had 15 minutes with Caleb Williams, you know what I'm asking him about? I'm not going him up to the board. I'm not bringing him up to the board to draw plays. I got to have a heart-to-heart with the guy. I got to figure out, what am I going to do the next time I see him at his pro day?
Yeah. There's got to be some interesting questions there. All right, last one I got for you. Justin Fields, if you do good, and you mentioned Taylor Heineke, you mentioned Desmond Ridder.
Yeah.
If Atlanta gets him, are you guys looking at him as a savior or in just an upgrade?
6 years out of the playoffs, savior's too strong.
Fair enough.
It is an upgrade. I will tell you this, though. If they had just good quarterback play last year in this crappy division, they would have won the division.
Easily.
If Desmond Ridder was just passable, acceptable, not even good, just okay. This team was in the postseason last year. So Justin Fields doesn't have to come in and be a savior. That's Bijan Robinson. That's Drake London. That's anything else they might do now that they're out of cap hell. He just needs to be a better quarterback than Desmond Ridder. And I got to tell you something. If he can't do that, then a lot of people made a mistake on Justin Fields. You guys first and us second if we end up getting him.
It'll be a short career, that for sure. Chris, I appreciate your time. Great stuff as always. Thanks for hanging out with me, man.
All right, Gabe. Listen, appreciate it. Look forward to it again.
I'll text you for some parental advice later. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And believe me, you better take your get-ready pill if you start to read what it is I write.
I love it. Chris Domino, midday host, 680 The Fan in Atlanta, hanging out with us right here on 670 The Score. Just great stuff. Felt like he was interviewing me in the middle of the whole thing.
That's why I like them. Your guys back and forth.
Yeah, some guy. I talked to him a couple of times. He's a good dude. Good dude. Got me hyped up.
You guys both have two daughters?
2 years apart.
That's wild.
That's why I was like, when he said 20 and 18, I was like, the thing is this. I got some time. The thing is this, guys. For those of you that don't have kids out there. Parents with older kids forget how hellish young babies are. And so whenever I tell people how old my kids are, they're just like, oh, it's the best time ever. You're going to love it. And I'm like, bro, do you not remember the lack of sleep? The not being able to do anything? The constantly being on you? And you got an 18 and a 20-year-old. So for me, in my mind, as having little kids, I think, I'm watching a Bulls game. I don't got to put you to sleep. There's like all these other things. That sounds very easy to me. Like, I'm home on a Saturday and I got to go somewhere. I don't have to like worry. Like, perfect example. Tomorrow, my wife and I, we have therapy, 12 o'clock, right? I forgot to call my mom. I still got to call my mom who can come watch the kids at 12 o'clock when we got this therapy. I have an 18 and a 20-year-old. I don't care. You better watch Judge Judy, bro. I don't care. I don't know, but they tell me it's harder. So I guess it is. All right, I want to open up the phone lines. Actually, the phone lines are open. Alex Kuhn, handling producing duties today. You had the opportunity to call up Chris Domino and I. We had a very, very lengthy conversation about Justin, Caleb, even Jaden Daniels in there. I want to know, what's your thought on Justin? Do you want him to go to Atlanta or do you want him to stay in Chicago? Do you want yourself a little Caleb Williams? Or are you like me and brave enough to say something other than Justin Fields and Caleb Williams? 312-644-6767. I want to take some phone calls. I want to hear from you. And we'll do that after the break. All right. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you till 9 o'clock, taking your phone calls next right here on 670 The Score.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, hanging out till 9 o'clock. Great conversation with Chris Domino from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Got some people calling in. Phone lines are open. Got a couple more left. Going to be taking some phone calls, thoughts on the Bears. Just updated thoughts, really. During the season, you know, I would come on overnight after the Bears would play, and, you know, I would be breaking it to people like, yo, this Justin Fields thing's not going to work out, guys. I'm sorry. And, you know, we would have these conversations, and everybody would call in, and, you know, everybody had their thoughts and opinions. And here we are, February 29th. And I'm just looking at the, well, I just want to know your updated opinions. That's all. What's the newest? Are you a Justin Fields converter? Have you gone from Justin Fields to now Caleb Williams? I'm just curious. I want to just check the temp out there with my score heads. 312-644-6767. All right, let's go to Matt out in Riverside. Matt, talk to me. Matt, you there? Or are you ordering a double cheeseburger? There you go, Matt. There you go. I can hear myself now. No? All right, we'll put him on hold. Matt, we'll come back to you, bro. I get it, though. Sometimes people want to hear themselves, and then they're in the car, and they don't know how to connect the Bluetooth and such. 312-644-6767. We'll get back out to Matt in just a second. We're going to be playing a cut from Chris Sims, who was talking to Mark Grody earlier in the 6 o'clock hour. Of course, on the clock, Mark Grody. You can check it out tomorrow as well. That's going to be a great one. Let's go back out to Matt. Matt, talk to me. What do you want the Bears to do in this draft?
Hey, Gabe. Yeah, I think we sell on Justin, and we sell on the first pick, and we go down to the second round and get a quarterback. And I think J.J. McCarthy would be perfect for second round pick. He's a winner. All he does is win. All we do is win, 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 and we do it that way. Because it's not about. It's not about the quarterback. It's not about the running back. It's not about anything else but winning.
Matt,
win, win, win.
Matt, here's the thing, Matt. I want to say you sound drunk with that explanation. And I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say because I like to drink too, because you had a few, then that's why you came up with that ridiculous take. When it comes to J.J. McCarthy, could you imagine, and Matt, I get it, bro. You want the draft capital and you think J.J.'s a winner because all he does is win, win, win no matter what. I hear that. The problem is this. Here's the problem with that scenario. If the Bears were to move on from Justin Fields, trade him, and trade the number one pick and go get all this stuff, and the only quarterback that is left for the Chicago Bears is J.J. McCarthy, that's going to be a problem. Can he pull it off? I don't know the guy that much. I can't say that. But it sounds ridiculous when it comes to, you know, because, you know what I mean? You can't move off from Justin and Caleb Williams and tell me, and then wait till the second round. What have you done with your 9 pick? What have you done with all this other stuff? And then you get a J.J. McCarthy. I don't know. Hub Arkish likes J.J. McCarthy, speaks highly of him. You know, Jim Harbaugh said he's going to be the best quarterback. And we just haven't seen them throw yet because they've been running the ball a ton. I don't know. That's just all right. Let's go to Daniel out in Lions. Daniel, updated opinions on the quarterback situation for the Bears.
Jim Harbaugh said he's going to be the best quarterback.
Can I go ahead?
Yeah, Daniel, do me a favor first, though. Turn off your radio or lower it just, you know, because I can hear my feedback. And
I will.
Yeah. Yes, turn that down for me. All right, so what do you want to have happen, Daniel, with the Chicago Bears?
I just want to say that I had a conversation with a doctor in Justin's early career. I am a nurse, but his comments, we were talking about Justin, and his comments were like, and the doctor is a Michigan guy.
Okay.
And he said, you know, he's a great athlete, but he just holds onto the ball way too long. And to me, I was like, I don't know about that. I think he's going to turn around. But you know what? After 3 years, he improved, but it seemed to me like at the end, he was just trying so hard to make it happen. And we saw a little bit of improvement, but I don't think he's the guy.
Yeah, I hear you, Daniel. Thanks for the call. I think that's one knock on Justin Fields, that he holds the ball too long. And I think initially, the year he ran for 1,000 yards, remember, everyone was saying, take off. If the O-line's not protecting, you're fast enough, just take off. And then he started doing it. And then it got him 1,000 yards, and it got people to look at that. But then everybody would say, oh, well, he wasn't throwing at Ohio, or excuse me, he wasn't running like that at Ohio State. He's leaning on his arm more. So then he comes to the NFL, and now he was holding on to the ball too long because lack of faith in his wide receivers and lack of talent on the offensive line. Fair. But then when the upgrades come, right, you get a DJ Moore, you get Darnell Wright, you get Nate Davis, you get some pieces plugged in, and then you're still holding on to the ball a little too long. So I do think that's the knock. Sometimes you have to be reckless as a quarterback, understanding that if you throw 100 footballs 20 yards deep to a corner to DJ Moore, even though he's guarded, even though the cornerback is there, that out of 20 times, you know, it's only probably going to get picked twice. 12 of them are probably going to be just incompletions. And 6-7 times out of that 20, you're going to get a nice catch. But there's a higher, there's a good success rate there. And I think Justin Fields just holds on to the ball a little too long because he's hesitant to make those kinds of throws. That's just my opinion. Let's go to Milton out in Seattle. Milton, welcome to the show. Thoughts on the Bears and what they should be doing with that first round pick?
Yeah, thanks, Gabe. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Got you loud and clear.
All right. Yeah, so long-time Bears fan. I'm talking about probably going back to the early 80s.
Okay.
I watched Justin Fields over the last couple of years, and I'll tell you, he was in my corner for a long time until I started noticing games, I think toward the end of the season, where, just like you were indicating in the previous caller, he holds onto the ball too long, and it gets really irritating. Now, granted, we don't see what he's seeing downfield, right? I mean, that's something that we just don't see. We just see the result of him holding onto the ball too long. But when he does that, that's when the problem comes, right? Because defenders come, they knock the ball out of his hand, he starts to scramble, and he starts to panic, right? And so it's almost as if he doesn't have that instinctive move of just getting rid of that ball, just boom, just getting it out of there, right? But here's the thing, though. In terms of this draft pick coming up, I'm not 100% on Caleb Williams. I kind of like where you were going, Gabe, in terms of maybe perhaps keeping Justin Fields for another year and Drake May. I'm thinking about the fact that you'll still have a backup in this Drake May person, but you'll get some draft capital as far as more picks. Because this whole thing on Caleb Williams, it's not 100% guaranteed, right? It is a gamble. And so that's my only concern with that.
Yeah, I think it's great. It is a gamble, Milton. First of all, love the call. Thank you for chiming in. I do think you're bringing up some good points, you know, with the ball, holding it a bit long, and the myriad of things that can happen and do happen to Justin, right? 135 sacks, I think it was. Tons of fumbles, right? So, I mean, there's things there that contribute, that are a result, cause and effect of Justin holding on to the ball. But, man, it's just tough. It's just tough, and that's why some people think that Caleb Williams is, in fact, going to be the quarterback of the Chicago Bears next season, and one of those people includes Chris Sims.
I'm a believer.
He talked with Mark Grody a little bit earlier today on why he believes Caleb Williams can be that guy. I want you guys to take a listen to it, and then really just listen to his reasoning, because I think that's the most important and telling thing.
I'm a believer in Justin Fields. To me, he turned the corner here, and I look at Justin Fields and go, oh, you can win football games, and you can get where you want to go with Justin Fields. Now, is it around the mold maybe we all envision or want it to look like? I don't know about that, right? But there's things about his game where I go, man, that's special, and I see progress, and there's, you know, a lot of positives there. But, I mean, the other part of the question is, no, I don't feel like that he's going to be the quarterback of the Bears next year. In fact, I would say no way. I don't think that's happening. You know, there's for a lot of reasons. Some of the talk I heard yesterday from Ryan Poles and Eberflus talking about wanting a quarterback at the end of the game situations and all that, that was a – I don't want to say – it was a direct indictment on Justin Fields.
Whether they meant to do it or not.
They meant to or not, exactly what, that was what it was. So that's a thing of them saying basically, hey, we're out there looking for a guy that can be better in that department, right? So they're kind of letting you know with that. I think that speaks volumes. Justin Fields not following them on Instagram, that didn't just happen because he's had conversations with them, their representation, all that. So I'm sure he has a feel of where this is going. I go back to Ryan Poles. Where did he come from? Kansas City, right? Oh, they drafted a Mahomes. Caleb Williams has got a lot of Mahomes-ness in him, right? GMs and head coaches usually don't like to get fired without going out swinging with a guy they picked at quarterback. With all those things I say right there, yes, Caleb Williams will be the quarterback of the Chicago Bears next year.
We use the terminology generational prospect. Yeah. Is Caleb Williams a generational prospect?
He has generational talent, right? Prospect means he's polished and perfect and ready to go in all areas. But the talent is eye-popping. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I haven't, like, deep-dived these guys yet, right? So I've done, I did a little just to get a feel so I could talk to them. My big takeaway would be that there's not going to be a conversation about the number one quarterback in the draft this year. That's not going to happen. It's him. And then we can start to talk about the rest of the other guys. But there's a gap. So that's what I'll say. And then, yes, his arm strength, his ability to throw the ball at all the crazy platforms, and then his athleticism, which I think was the thing that kind of surprised me more than I realized. Man, his side-to-side movement, the way he can break tackles and make people miss in space, it's better than I thought it was just watching college football on TV, right? So there's some things there that certainly are special.
That was Chris Sims talking to Mark Grody about Caleb Williams. I love that he cleaned up his – my favorite thing is when people say an opinion about a quarterback or a player, but then follow it up with, I didn't do a deep dive. I'll be talking to Chris Sims on Sunday, 9 to 12. I'll be on your airwaves here on 670 The Score, and we'll get an opportunity to expand on that answer just a bit. All right, we need to lighten things up, man. We've been too deep. We've been in deep. I got like 4 minutes left of Twitter time. A little bit of pop culture, a little bit of sports. We'll do that on the other side as we wrap this thing up. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
You spend so much time on Twitter, you're not enjoying the better things in life.
All those idiots on Twitter.
It's Twitter time with Gabe Ramirez.
I only want to know one thing. Can you cuss on Twitter?
I give a rat's ass about Twitter.
To be brutally honest, I'm not a Twitter guy.
Let's scroll through some tweets.
Chirp, chirp.
Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. We'll make this quick. Only got a couple minutes. A little bit of pop culture, a little bit of sports news. I call it Twitter time. First up, this from CHGO Sports. Shout out to the guys over there. It says, DJ Moore is fast. This we know. But Montez Sweat was faster. Did you know Montez Sweat ran a faster 40 time at the combine than DJ Moore? That's wild.
What was it, like 4.44 or something like that?
4.41 for Montez Sweat and a 4.42 for DJ Moore.
I remember when Montez Sweat did that. Bruh, just insane.
That is incredible.
Chirp, chirp.
This from Ben Devine says, Dallas Turner is solidifying himself as the first defensive player drafted. The Bears got an in play for him at 9. Highly athletic, insanely long, productive pass rusher. Free agency's right around the corner. The Bears really do feel good about some options in the draft. Don't be surprised if they pass on a top-tier defensive end. That'll be interesting.
Chirp, chirp.
This from Wemby Muse. Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren playing today. At the half, here's the two stat lines for both of them. Wemby, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 blocks. That's a halftime. Chet, 19 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Must-see TV when you watch this. I'm going to watch the replay tonight. I got the NBA app. That's a game I'm going to watch because it's just two future stars just playing back-to-back.
Chirp, chirp.
This from Ken Barbie on Twitter. It says, all the rumors are true. For weeks now, fans have been running rampant with rumors of a pending collab between Cardi B and Shakira. And after Shakira reveals the track list for her upcoming album, it's confirmed Cardi will be featured on Shakira's track, Punteria. Now, don't say puteria. That's a whole different word, and don't make me explain it to you. but Punteria, that's going to be a good one. Cardi B, of course, Dominican. Some people don't really think about that too often. So two Latinas going back to back. That's what's up. Shakira's done songs with Beyonce. I know you know that video. And if you don't, Papa, you got something to watch tonight.
Chirp, chirp.
All right, this is my last tweet. This is from IM_JohnW. He has a picture of Caleb Williams going into the combine. You can take down the music on this one. Alex Kuhn doing a fantastic job today. Because I really want people to hear the ending of this. So John posts up a picture of Caleb Williams coming into the combine. And this is what he says. No high taper, no drop fade, no beard lineup. Caleb Williams hasn't got a cut since December.
I noticed that.
And he lives in L.A. I've seen enough to draft him number one. That's great. All right, now you can give me my rap music. I mean, it's great. Think about it. Since December, you live in L.A. and you have no haircut.
Like, you'd think
he must be locked in.
Yeah, but you think, like, maybe a vent you want to get lined up or not fresh. No, not the combine.
It's L.A., so his agent is like, bro, you need to show up. You need to say you've been watching Jordan and Peyton. You need to say you want to go to the Bears because they got a good team. And you better not get a haircut because you need people to think that you've just been in your basement watching film.
It's what it looks like, yes.
Hey, kudos to his PR team because they did a fantastic job. Kudos to our team. We're putting together a great show today. Cassie Carlson from Fox 32 hanging out. Chris D'Amino doing a great job from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Got to thank my producer. Absolutely crushing it today. Alex Kuhn.
He likes to bring attention to himself.
And that he went to a particular college. All right. I'm out of here. I'm going to Billy Goat. I'm hungry.
And cheeseburger.
I did the Chicago Fire thing. And then I came straight here. It's like I haven't had a chance to eat since 1 o'clock this afternoon. So I'm starving. Billy Goat, holler at me. I'll be there on Lake Street if you want to talk Bears. All right, mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time, which will be tomorrow after On the Clock, myself, Anthony Herron. All right? See you guys, man. Have a great evening. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chirp, chirp.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
You spend so much time on Twitter, you're not enjoying the better things in life.
All those idiots on Twitter.
It's Twitter time with Gabe Ramirez.
I only want to know one thing. Can you cuss on Twitter?
I give a rat's ass about Twitter.
To be brutally honest, I'm not a Twitter guy.
Let's scroll through some tweets.
Chirp, chirp.
Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. We'll make this quick. Only got a couple minutes. A little bit of pop culture. A little bit of sports news. I call it Twitter time. First up, this from CHGO Sports. Shout out to the guys over there. It says, DJ Moore is fast. This we know. But Montez Sweat was faster. Did you know Montez Sweat ran a faster 40 time at the combine than DJ Moore? That's wild.
What was it, like 4.44 or something like that?
4.41 for Montez Sweat and a 4.42 for DJ Moore.
I remember when Montez Sweat did that. Bruh, just insane.
That is incredible.
Chirp, chirp.
This from Ben Devine. Says Dallas Turner is solidifying himself as the first defensive player drafted. The Bears got an in play for him at 9. Highly athletic, insanely long, productive pass rusher. Free agency's right around the corner. The Bears really do feel good about some options in the draft. Don't be surprised if they pass on a top tier defensive end. That'll be interesting.
Chirp, chirp.
This from Wemby Muse. Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren playing today. At the half, here's the two stat lines for both of them. Wemby, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 blocks. That's a halftime. Chet, 19 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Must-see TV when you watch this. I'm going to watch the replay tonight. I got the NBA app. That's a game I'm going to watch because it's just two future stars just playing back-to-back.
Chirp, chirp.
This from Ken Barbie on Twitter. It says, all the rumors are true. For weeks now, fans have been running rampant with rumors of a pending collab between Cardi B and Shakira. And after Shakira reveals the track list for her upcoming album, it's confirmed Cardi will be featured on Shakira's track, Punteria. Now, don't say puteria. That's a whole different word, and don't make me explain it to you. But Punteria, that's going to be a good one. Cardi B, of course, Dominican. Some people don't really think about that too often, so two Latinas going back to back. That's what's up. Shakira's done songs with Beyonce. I know you know that video. And if you don't, Papa, you got something to watch tonight.
Chirp, chirp.
All right, this is my last tweet. This is from IM_JohnW. He has a picture of Caleb Williams going into the combine. You could take down the music on this one. Alex Kuhn doing a fantastic job today. Because I really want people to hear the ending of this. So John posts up a picture of Caleb Williams coming into the combine. And this is what he says. No high taper, no drop fade, no beard lineup. Caleb Williams hasn't got a cut since December.
I noticed that.
And he lives in L.A. I've seen enough to draft him number one. That's great. All right, now you can give me my rap music. I mean, it's great. Think about it. Since December, you live in L.A. and you have no haircut.
Like, you'd think
he must be locked in.
Yeah, but you think, like, maybe a vent you want to get lined up or not fresh. No, not the combine.
It's LA, so his agent is like, bro, you need to show up. You need to say you've been watching Jordan and Peyton. You need to say you want to go to the Bears because they got a good team. And you better not get a haircut because you need people to think that you've just been in your basement watching film.
It's what it looks like, yes.
Hey, kudos to his PR team because they did a fantastic job. Kudos to our team. We're putting together a great show today. Cassie Carlson from Fox 32 hanging out. Chris D'Amino doing a great job from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Got to thank my producer, absolutely crushing it today, Alex Kuhn.
He likes to bring attention to himself.
And that he went to a particular college. All right. I'm out of here. I'm going to Billy Goat. I'm hungry.
And cheeseburger?
I did the Chicago Fire thing, and then I came straight here. It's like I haven't had a chance to eat since 1 o'clock this afternoon, so I'm starving. Billy Goat, holler at me. I'll be there on Lake Street if you want to talk Bears. All right, mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time, which will be tomorrow after On the Clock, myself, Anthony Herron. All right? See you guys, man. Have a great evening. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chirp, chirp.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.